Greetings. Here is an account of the 24 chapters of Luke that I have challenged to read in the 24 days of December leading to this day, Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all. When Holy Spirit comes in Jesus' name, miracles happen. Life breaks out everywhere, and at the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit rejoices. Jesus empowers all the promises to be fulfilled. At the birth of Jesus, heaven rejoices. The earth rejoices. The past rejoices. And the future is made known. Jesus is the fulfillment of it all, the firstborn of a new race. Jesus restores the family line as sons of God, one with our Heavenly Father, in the intimacy and the fullness of the Spirit. Jesus demonstrated the way of man, a connection with our Father, authority over Satan, the authority of heaven, and authority's power of the kingdom of God bringing life to mankind. When Jesus speaks, manifests his presence, touches us, or enters our world in any way, life happens. It is time to forsake all the imitations and indulge in life. Put on the full garment. Be a new wineskin. And we need to be filled with the new covenant life. Indulge in the Spirit. Jesus' personal connection to his Father demonstrates the source of the internal kingdom of God for the external expressions of Christ in our lives. We have no control over what comes to us, but our connection to God surely will affect what flows through us and out of us to others. Our ability to live, move, and have our being comes from the inside out by our heart connection to God in an intimate way in all things. The nations cry out for the power of new covenant love. Jesus is true love, and true love brings increasing life. The justification of the old was a recognition of the need for the new. It is an intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Only the power of God's love can defeat death and sin. Jesus is life, brings life, and will empower us to produce life. The power of his life is seen in the power of his love. His faith works through love. He gives us power over every storm, power over every sickness, power for our deliverance, power for our fruitfulness, and even power over every grave. It's all because of God's great love for us all. Jesus set the example and made a way for the anointing of Christ to be an everyday part of our lives. It is about giving life to the world, healing for our bodies, deliverance for our souls, and even our daily provision is a gift of God's love. In him we live and move and have our being. Be all in. The good news of our names written in heaven is eternal life now and forever. God's power is a power of love that demonstrates that mercy triumphs. Our relationship with God is above all else. Recognize his presence today and be aware of his presence in your room. Jesus shows us God as our Father, we as his children. Jesus is our true bread that we might give bread to the hungry. He gives freedom to the nations as the one who is stronger than every strong man. The lifeless old covenant of law is done. And the resurrection life of Christ has come. It is time to live for the purpose of the kingdom of God. There is no peace for a form of godliness that doesn't have God's presence and fulfill his purpose. There is only division that we might embrace the kingdom of God over the kingdoms of self. All that is given for his kingdom and his will. Life through us to the world. To love religious traditions more than the freedom of life that Jesus gives is nothing short of being a worker of iniquity. Jesus came to give us repentance unto life. The entrance is narrow, but the rewards are limitless. Be a giver of life, not a keeper of law. Take the humble path and wait for God's invitation. Don't be so busy fulfilling your needs that you miss the celebration of God's presence. Love God even more than those you love the most. Be all in. He is your source of life. God gives us life, breath, and all things. He cares for us and has always seen us as his child. We are an expression of him. He knows the value of who we each are. He desires for a partnership with us in all things. He is our God. We are his people. And we live together at all times. Life isn't about the accounts of right. It's about relationship. The purpose of all that we possess is to make friends. Don't hold on to law. It can't change, so pick relationship. Mercy and grace connect us to God and one another, and law and right accounts can never understand such love. Faith is connected to relationship, not to works you can do, nor works that God can do. It's about relationship with God. Serving God is our duty, but loving Him is our miracle. The kingdom of God is a matter of relationship, and it's within us. God's presence makes all things new. God will come to the aid of those He loves. He honors the humble, and He satisfies those who come like little children to Him. He wants us to be loving as He is loving, to put our trust in Him and not in ourselves or anything we possess. Only God can do all things, and when we live for Him, He takes care of us. What do you want God to do for you? Your faith will make you whole. Receive what He gives, follow Him, and glorify God. It all belongs to God. What you possess is not yours. Steward it well for His glory. Know that Jesus is the source, and you are to magnify His name even with what you possess. When you do, what you have will increase for His will. Jesus is the King, and He is the first fruit of life for us all. Live your life for Him, and don't fake it. He will teach you daily. Authority gives life. Jesus gives to all life. He is the true rock upon which we can stand. We cannot change Him, but we must be changed by Him. He came that we might become givers, givers of life in this world now. It's not about what we can get. It's about who we can be. God doesn't measure us by our possessions, but by our hearts. And He delights in those who put their trust in Him. Jesus has come to establish the true and remove what is false. Only through Jesus has the price of redemption been paid. God's kingdom has come to consume the kingdoms of the world. He changes heaven and earth forever. Jesus introduced the end of the old covenant and the beginning of the new. The cup of the new covenant is given to us because Jesus gave His life for us as the Lamb to end the old. The life of the Spirit is now to be ours. The way is to give life to others. Jesus willingly offered His life for us all. Jesus demonstrated giving His life for the sake of all mankind. Though He was innocent, He did not protest His rejection. He was willingly wounded, bruised, and chastised for us all. He didn't consider it sorrow to give His life for us, but sorrow for those who do not receive His gift of life. Lean in His direction, and resurrection life is yours. We cannot find Jesus among the dead. He is risen. His life is stronger than the grave, eternal life, resurrection life. We will know Him on the road of life. He makes us come alive inside, and He is the one that all Scripture confirms. He shows us His wounds of love. Now we can be clothed in His body with power from on high, blessings from His presence. Merry Christmas to you all. God bless you in this new season as you enter a new chapter in your life. Food for thought. Ted J. Hansen.